Sarah Bacon, Golden Gopher National Championship diver, is with us. And Sarah, first of all, great to see you.
Thank you. So good to see you too. Thank you for having me.
Well, hey, what a year you've had. I mean, I know you had high hopes. You've had success. Did you think it would go as well as it did in claiming a couple of gold medals, so to speak, at the NCAA championships, the success you had at the World Cup, which we'll talk about, and now we have upcoming Olympic trials. But let's start with the national titles. Obviously, your goal is, was to get in there and have an opportunity, and you came away with a couple. What was that like?
Yeah, my goal this year with COVID and everything, we just really didn't know how the season was going to look. So we got pulled out of some events at the Big Ten Championships and came home from that and kind of had a reset and go into NCAAs with a fresh mindset and just use it as a meet to prepare for this summer and my events for this summer. So I went in there and my goal was to stay consistent on 1 meter through all my dives and then as well as 3 meter. And I did that and was able to walk out of there winning both 1 meter and 3 meter, which was awesome to see with all of the adversity we had to face throughout the year.
Yeah, what was that like when you go back just over a year when, basically everything came to a standstill, including your guys' season, then to have to kind of work, I suppose, in isolation? Now, maybe divers in general are working much more individually anyway than other athletes, maybe on campus in terms of their training. But what was that like, trying to get ready for something you weren't sure might happen at one point, I suppose, and then, getting to the point where you're at the national championship caliber that you were?
Well, we were on lockdown for a couple of months, just like everyone else. So just finding ways to stay active and to stay in shape during those times was really important. I was able to still go on runs outside and do some little home workouts. And then having my singer partner, Cassidy Cook, we would FaceTime and do workouts together. So having her and having an accountability partner to keep me on track and keep training during those times was important for me. And then it made the comeback when we were able to get back in the pool and start diving again. It made the comeback way easier. And I just really had to get my dives off at that point because I was already in shape. So I got my dives off and then before I knew it, I was ready to go compete.
And with a lot of success, obviously. And then the World Cup happened, which, of course, is kind of the precursor to the Olympics. There was a little confusion, I think, among some people, including myself, when I saw that your performance earned a berth in the Olympics for the U.S., but not yet for you, per se. So I think there was a thought, at least I did when I first read it, is like, oh, this is awesome. Sarah Bacon's going to go to the Olympics. But you still have a little work to do to get to the Olympics. So take us through that process in terms of how all of that worked.
Yeah, so for diving, you have to earn what they call quota spots. So those are earned at World Championships and at World Cup. I went to World Championships in 2019 and actually failed to qualify Team USA, the quota spot at that meet. So came back this year in 2021. And in order to earn the quota spot, me and my singer partner had to be top 6 in the synchro event. And then for individual, I had to be top 18. So synchro, we ended up getting 5th, so we earned Team USA the quota spot for that event. And then for individual, I got through into the finals, which is the top 12, which was awesome. And then in the finals, I ended up taking 2nd place, which was also amazing. So after all that's done, now I have Olympic trials. I leave here June 2nd. They start June 6th. And then at Olympic trials, since we got both individual quota spots at World Cup and the synchro spot, I'll be hoping to make the Olympic team out of that. So I'll have to be top 2 individually, and then synchro, you have to win the Olympic trials to go.
Right. So you did all the heavy lifting now for everybody else, right? So basically you reserve the spots for the American team, and now somebody else could come in and swipe them. So there is still some pressure, right, for you to go in and compete to make this team.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of pressure. I mean, I always said the hard part is getting the spots. So the hard part is over. I mean, Olympic trials definitely aren't going to be easy. There's a ton of great divers here in the U.S. So I'm going to go into that kind of with a fresh mind, still going to compete like I know how to compete and hopefully be top 2 in the U.S. I mean, I just got 2nd at World Cup, so that's definitely a confidence booster going into Olympic trials.
Yeah, no question about that. And then how often and what do you do now between now and June when this I guess it's kind of a two-part event. You continue to train. Are you in Minneapolis training or where are you?
Yes, I'm back in Minneapolis training with Wembo, my coach. So I'll be here until June 2nd. I'm hitting the weight room again because I haven't lifted in about a month and a half now. So getting some strength back up, getting a little bit more back into shape, and then just continuing to dive every day and train and get ready for Olympic trials.
So you are from Indianapolis, Indiana, and the Olympic trials this year, just, I don't know if it's coincidence, it must be, are in Indianapolis. So how cool is that? And will there be some people with everything else? Will there be people allowed to come and watch with everything that's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty awesome. I grew up diving in the pool that Olympic trials is going to be at. I grew up diving there when I was 8 years old. So going back to my home pool and being there again, I think that will work to my advantage just because I know that pool, I know the boards, I know what everything looks like. So I already am prepared for everything that's in that pool. They just told us the other day that they're limiting people into Olympic trials for us. So they're allowing each athlete to have 2 tickets per event. So my parents for sure will be able to come and watch. I have 3 brothers. We're kind of trying to hope that they'll be able to get in. We're going to try and do some ticket swapping with other families to try and get people into events that have athletes actually competing in that event. So hopefully my whole family will be able to be there. But as of right now, it's just my parents.
Yeah, it'd be great to see. You might have to have a lottery system, you know, with your amongst your family members if it gets to the point where you have to do it. You know, draw names from a hat or something.
Yeah, I mean, I think my parents definitely deserve it. They've supported me through this whole process, basically really financially. So I think if anything, they deserve to be there to see it happen.
They get to go, that's for sure. Well, let me ask you about that. When you go all the way back, you said you started diving in this pool back when you were 8 years old. How did this start? When did you realize that you had some potential and some talent as a diver? And, you know, I'm just as a layperson watching it, as an 8 year old, I'm trying to think how much courage it would take to go one, try to do some of this stuff. I mean, there's 8 year olds scared to swim, let alone go out. We're going to do maybe, you know, something simple like a flip to start. And then, you know, obviously into what you are now. So how did that all start?
Yeah. So we belong to a country club pool, and my family would go there basically every day during the summer. And just one day there was a lifeguard there that worked for Stars Diving Club, which is based out of Indianapolis. And she was there teaching little kids how to do front flips and back flips off the diving board. And I got up there and just did it right away. And she said, told me I had a natural talent for the sport and that I should get started in diving lessons. So, I mean, I kind of held that idea in the back of my head for quite some time. And the fall time came around and I played soccer, and my parents were like, oh, like, do you want to get started in an indoor soccer league somewhere? And I was like, no, I want to try diving. And my parents were like, kind of like, diving? Like, where did you get this idea? So then I told them the story about it, and they're like, all right, well, we'll find you a club. And I knew right away, I was like, oh, Stars Diving Club is the one I want to join. So they found Stars Diving Club, and I got started in lessons. And then before I knew it, I was talent identified by the National Training Center and by Team USA. And it kind of just started the whole journey from there.
And speaking of journey, how did it end here in Minnesota? What was the draw here, and how much have you enjoyed your time at the U?
Yeah, so when I got invited to join the National Training Center, the coaches at that time actually was Wenbo Chen, who is now the college coach here at Minnesota. So he left the National Training Center in 2009, I believe, and came to coach at Minnesota. And I think I was 12 at that time. And I knew from that point on that if I wanted to make the Olympics someday in this sport, that I would need to go back and dive with Wenbo. So I basically knew I wanted to come to Minnesota and dive with him from the time I was 12. And I think everyone knew it. And it was just kind of a waiting game to see where I committed. But I committed to Minnesota and came here, and I've absolutely loved every second of it. Me and Wenbo's relationship is amazing, and I wouldn't want to dive for anyone else in my career right now.
Yeah, and you guys swept the Big Ten Diving Awards, Athlete of the Year and Coach of the Year. And so when did you first get connected with Wenbo?
When I started diving, I was 8, and then I was with one coach for about 2 years. And then after 2 years, Wenbo actually talent identified me himself and invited me to come and join the National Training Center and dive with him. So I connected with him when I was 10, I believe. I dove with him from when I was 10 to 12, and then switched coaches when he came to Minnesota and then came back to him later in my career.
Well, great. Well, hey, this has been fun to catch up and hear your story and hear your journey, which still has several chapters to write, we hope, the rest of this year for sure. So best of luck here. I know it'll be a busy next couple of weeks, and if all goes well, we'll maybe try to reconnect for the potential of chatting about the Olympics later in the summer.
Yes, of course.